In Matthew 20:28, Jesus said of himself, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In order to help explore the topic of service more deeply, we've tapped Lifeway Research's Executive Director, Scott McConnell. Well, hi, Scott. Welcome back to Kinship Radio.
Hi, it's great to be with you today.
I am really enjoying spending time with you as we explore these different components of discipleship and all of the work that you and your team have put into helping us explore these things. So thank you so much for all your hard work.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the conversations.
Recently, I was reading an article, and it demonstrated how each modern generation has become more and more narcissistic, for lack of a better term. For example, the baby boomers we know were called the me generation. But then I saw a source that called millennials the me generation. And, you and I might find that funny because we're Gen Xers, and we might think, oh, we were skipped. But we both know that self-obsession impacts our generation, too, and the ones following. Do you see this as a generational matter, or do you see something else?
I really think that kind of selfishness is really core to the human heart. And so I think it spans across generations. It's possible that older generations are a little better at hiding it. But I think what we're seeing in the younger generation is actually just as present in older generations. It's just a natural tendency to look out for ourselves first.
Well, when we're drawn to Christ, we learn a very different truth about ourselves, don't we? Than we've learned from culture. We're not so great. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So then, how can service cure us from self-orientation?
Well, it's really an investment in kind of the opposite of that kind of core gravitation to ourself that we just mentioned. It's so natural for us to want to get or to try to keep what we have. And so when we change our orientation to be looking at others first, that's really a giving orientation. And so it's really the opposite of the getting. It's a great way to challenge that selfishness that really aggravates God when he sees that pride in our hearts. When we turn on that orientation to be giving and serving others, that really pushes down our pride and pushes down our selfishness.
Do you see a difference between serving God and serving others, or do you see them as connected?
I think serving God can sometimes we'll include in that some of our worship of God, but really the way that obedience plays out almost always is how we treat other people. Very quickly, our service of God is seen in how we treat other people and whether we have a giving orientation toward them or a getting orientation from them.
In a Lifeway article, I read the following. As Christ followers, we have to take a more selfless view of serving our church and our city, because having a heart of service at its core is a discipleship issue. And that's what we're exploring in this conversation. Is it possible to mature as a believer without serving others?
I really don't think so. I think if we're not serving others, we're missing our purpose. In Ephesians chapter 2, we see a great message about our salvation, and our salvation is not achieved with our good deeds. It says, for you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. And so our salvation is not through works, but the very next verse, verse 10, says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do." So our purpose, once we're a child of God, is to be serving others. And so if we're not maturing in that, if we're not leaning into serving others, we really are missing our purpose as a believer, as a follower of Christ.
Thank you so much for taking the time to explore the gift of service a little more deeply. And whether we have the gift or not, it's something that all of us can use to grow in Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Joining me this morning has been Scott McConnell, Executive Director of Lifeway Research. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.